I remember the night during a council meeting when Diane Kennedy, a petite elderly lady, stood in front of council with a request for funds to repair and restore the old boys' entrance at the Picton Fairgrounds. At the time, she was the president of the Picton Legion, and her passion for honoring the history of the area, but especially for fallen county soldiers during several wars, was evident. The structure was built in 1920 as a memorial to the county soldiers who lost their lives during World War I. A lot of hard work and many hands went into the restoration, but finally the unveiling took place on Sunday for all to admire. I spoke with Diane Kennedy, now past president of the Picton Legion, current president Phil Dawson, and Mitch Smith, representing the legions from Wellington and Consecon.
The three of you have had so much involvement with this project. Why is this project so important?
I personally live close by, and people didn't know the history of it and the significance of it. So basically that was part of it. I like the whole community to realize that this is a war memorial to the veterans of the First World War, and make it so the building is useful again, and teach our children. And that's basically the reason, because it is part of our community, the history of the fair and the history of the military here in the county. So yeah, that was the basic reason.
Mm-hmm. And there were many groups that were involved with this restoration.
Well, that is one of the many wonderful things about this, is that everything from Diane, Legion, getting the ideas, to council, to then staff and community fundraising. And there's such a long untold story of all the background stuff that has gone on to make this actually an effortless endeavor. And we can see the results of that. So truly we're grateful to be able to witnessing what's best about the community and coming together at all levels.
I just have to say that even coming here, I've learned something, you know, and I think it's important for everybody to know what the country's been through, mm-hmm. to have what we have today, and show more respect to everybody. So, yeah, that's a good education.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the mural, what does it depict?
The history of the fair, the history of the military. It is a heritage building, and going forward, we would like to make the building useful so it doesn't fall into disrepair again. I think if the public knows and we use it, make this the entrance to the fair again. We have a little walkway here. I'd like to display the posters from all the schools are involved all through the county in poster and literary, and just so we can put them up and people can come and see. We marvelous art that we get, and they also poetry and essays. There's quite a large, all over Ontario, like yours and ours. They go to zone, then they go to district, and some of them even go on to provincial. So and the kids earn a little bit of money, you know, so they're always very proud and they're always very willing. I know we get probably about 115 entries every year in the poster. So it's Youth Act, as well as a memorial to our vets. And so people know what these guys did. It's like respect, what these guys did so we could be free.
Mm-hmm. And the county played quite a role in this. I think a couple of the councillors made a motion to have this project start.
Yeah, so that's what I was referring to earlier. We had Diane with the incipient idea and a few others that were really the genesis of this. But people started getting on board, and we all know that in the public sector and communities, there's lots of opportunity and lots of need for funding. And so there is effort that needs to go into advocating for that and following it through. And these are really the untold stories and hours that the volunteers have put into. And that's why it's so wonderful to see the fruition of that today. It's such an excellent display. And I would echo what Mitch is talking about. We need to do a good job and a better job, and we take that responsibility to the Legions, the Royal Canadian Legions. You have three branches in the county represented here today, Picton, Wellington, and Consecon. But, you know, for the youth, and we have various opportunities to get the youth engaged so that they can appreciate, and indeed the adults, can appreciate what we so enjoy, especially here in the county with its very storied history in both military and community efforts.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.